Good morning. This is 1 in 36, a presentation from Anderson Center for Autism, celebrating their centennial in 2024. 1 in 36 is a weekly show devoted to autism spectrum disorder.
Good morning and welcome to 1 in 36, the weekly talk show on topics related to autism spectrum disorder. I'm your host, Eliza Bozensky, Chief Development Officer at Anderson Center for Autism. And today I am speaking with the co-owners of St. Christopher Fitness, Teresa and Joe Milson Alvarez. Good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. I always love having guests on the show who are doing innovative, creative, interesting work that somehow is also touching the lives of people with autism and their families. And so when we heard about your business, St. Christopher Fitness, and saw a little video about what you were doing, it really spoke to me. I love that you're creating more access and opportunities for all sorts of people to be, you know, getting fit, to be exercising, to be finding a safe, comfortable, welcoming space for them to enjoy that part of their lives. So seemed very cool to me. And I'm going to hand it over to one of you, Teresa or Joe Milson. Either one of you could start by just telling us a little bit about yourselves and telling us about St. Christopher Fitness.
Well, my name's Teresa. I'm obviously one of the co-owners of St. Christopher Fitness with my husband, Joe Milson. The way we first started our company was with an idea or an inspiration for my brother, Mark. He was diagnosed with autism when he was 2 back in 2003. And it was a journey of learning and understanding the differences of individuals in the neurodiverse community. And there's so many things that you don't realize when you are not familiar with the world, if you will, of autism and individuals Sure. with special needs or any kind of physical disabilities. So as he got older, different things presented different challenges for him. One of those was weight. It can be a challenge for a lot of individuals who are on the spectrum. And my husband, who spent over 10 years playing baseball and very familiar with health and fitness, he almost became kind of a mentor for him in the gym and getting a workout routine, living a healthy lifestyle, having that peer, if you will, and mentor to help him learn and kind of get on the right track. And then we realized one day when we were sitting down that, you know, we should really do something about this. And this, what I mean in terms of helping individuals with special needs or physical disabilities in the health and fitness space. I think mm-hmm. when you think of health and fitness, you think of a gym, you definitely think of the neurotypical or typical individuals. And I think it's very much catered to that, which, you know, you can understand in one sense, but then in the other sense, you know, health and fitness isn't something that is just saved specifically for a specific group of people. Health and fitness is for everyone, and everyone is deserving of living a healthy lifestyle. So we really wanted to embark on that journey and make a difference in the community. So we started that back in March of 2021. We started as a mobile business. So we did go to individuals' homes. We met in parks, and we soon came to realize while there was benefits to that, having a brick and mortar location, we felt was even more beneficial because it creates a space within our community that individuals with special needs can come out to, and they have the chance to interact with other members in the community, interact with neurotypical individuals, and really make the community an inclusive space with health and fitness. So we got our location over at Clifton Park Center Mall. Right here in Clifton Park. And we opened in end of November of 2021. And it's just been full speed ahead. We cater to anyone and everyone. We truly try to stand by our mission of catering to and creating an inclusive environment to any and all abilities. So we're not having a set criteria of if you don't meet X, Y, and Z, you're not unfortunately going to be able to join us. That is not the case. We have individuals who are very high functioning on the autism spectrum to individuals who are nonverbal and their mobility is to their wheelchair. So we're working on skills such as weight loss, strength training, just assisting with your ADLs during the day. Whatever it may be, there's nothing that we would ever turn away in terms of fitness goals. And there's not a single individual we would ever turn away from our doors with working with whatever health and fitness goals that they'd like to work on.
Quite a story. There's so many aspects of it that I love. You're certainly in good company in terms of other guests on this podcast. So many people have created businesses or written books or, you know, had some impact in the field with people based on personal experience. So I love the story from the very beginning and the idea of you, Joe Milson, sort of becoming this peer slash mentor for Teresa's brother is a beautiful story. Not everybody has that opportunity. So I think that that's wonderful that you stepped in to provide that role. And I'm sure meant and still does mean a lot to him. It does take special people who want to do that, to step out of maybe what was your comfort zone into sort of, you know, is this a new thing for me? So I really love that and I appreciate it. Also, just, you know, for new business owners, it's great. I love your model that you started off mobile. I wasn't sure when you first said, you know, when you first said that, what it would look like. But I've seen more and more of that where people, it's not just going as like a personal trainer into somebody's, you know, what I would imagine like high-end home who's hiring a personal trainer. You're meeting people in public locations, public parks, other places just to sort of work out as a buddy. And I think my own personal feeling is that would be just a great model to see more of all over the place. And then I think also you shed light on something that a lot of listeners are probably saying, nodding their heads going, yep. Because absolutely we see quite a bit of both food related, but also exercise related challenges, especially, you know, even for a lot of the folks who come to Anderson, as students. And a lot of the reason why is because sometimes, can feel very isolating. You know, not every family, not every individual feels welcome, first of all, in a gym, like you said before, or there might be so much sensory overload that it just is impossible. I mean, some gyms have loud music blasting and there's so many people and there really aren't sort of expectations of personal space or having a space where you can go and kind of relax for a couple minutes and come back out. So it's either sort of all or nothing. I can make it through my workout or I have to leave, which that's a hard choice to make.
Yes.
And then also, you know, sometimes living at home, especially as a young adult, it sort of becomes really, you know, family members and caregivers have to pick and choose what are going to be the priorities. And often I think just overall safety becomes a higher priority sometimes than like health related, you know, fitness
100%.
And activity. So I think it's really always helpful to shed light on that and to remind people that, you know, if you're struggling with that or if you're seeing that with a family member, you're not alone. And there are places like St. Christopher Fitness in Clifton Park, in the mall. So if you don't mind, can I ask you a question real quick before we break for the break here? What's behind the name St. Christopher Fitness?
It was a whole journey we were going through when we met and getting married and faith. And then we noticed, well, if we could rename it, we would change it to more of Adaptive Fitness Clifton Park, because that's exactly what we're doing. And it brings awareness to what is adaptive. What does the word mean? We've had to almost rebrand a little bit because a lot of people, unless they're in the space, don't really understand what adaptive means. So now it's disability friendly gym, and understanding that that's not a bad word, a bad term to use, is just explaining exactly what we're doing and the people that we're serving.
Sure. Okay. I appreciate that. I just think it's important for people to understand that there's a personal meaning behind St. Christopher, but what you're doing is what we're describing today. It makes sense.
100%.
Okay. And Joe Milson, Teresa said that proudly that you played baseball for about 10 years. So how big a part of your life in terms of your background was or is the sport of baseball?
It was huge. I've played I played since the age of four, from 4 to 24, when I came here for college.
Wow.
So 20 years, and I've been working out for about 10. So health, fitness, and sports was my whole life.
Okay.
And I'm happy to be serving and be sharing it with a community that needs it, because me, myself, I wasn't very aware of the different disabilities. To me, it was limited to what a lot of people think is just a person in a wheelchair. That's what a disability is. And sure. Understanding that it goes beyond that. It goes beyond just physically what we see. And meeting Teresa, meeting her brother gave me awareness of, okay, what's autism? What's cerebral palsy? Spina bifida. And now we cater to all these clients and I'm able to advocate for them. And we're really trying to shine light on the world, even with our social media, on awareness for what disabilities look like.
Awesome. I love that. I love that it's doing something for you too. And you've gained, you know, some knowledge and some experience, but that you're taking something that you're passionate about already and you're finding a way to apply it to help others. I typically, just in the number of people that I talk to on this podcast, I find that those are usually the most successful entrepreneurial sort of opportunities for people, is when you already feel passionate about something and you're able to share it. It's different than trying to come up with something that's all up here in your head, but you've got it coming from your heart, which makes a huge difference, I think. So that's a wonderful story. When we come back, we're going to get into how people can get more information, what goes on in your classes or your individual sessions. And maybe, if you don't mind, if you have a wonderful story that you might want to share, you know, just somebody who stands out to you as a client without naming names, maybe you could share that with us.
Yes,
definitely.
Great. This is 1 in 36, the weekly talk show on topics related to autism spectrum disorder. I'm your host, Eliza Bozensky, and we'll be right back.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And now, 1 in 36 continues on 100.7 WHUD. This is a weekly community affairs program presented by the Anderson Center for Autism.
Welcome back to 1 in 36, the weekly talk show on topics related to autism spectrum disorder. I'm your host, Eliza Bozensky, and I'm talking with Teresa and Joe Milton Alvarez, who are the co-owners of St. Christopher Fitness, which is an adaptive, or many ways to describe it, but basically a fitness center for individuals with varying needs that might be better served in your type of environment as opposed to maybe a traditional gym setting. And it's been really great getting to know you both a little bit more. I think what you're doing is fantastic, and I love that it's in the Hudson Valley. It's close to home. And now I think it would be great if you could, you know, just maybe give an overview. Do you have group classes, or do you work with all of your clients individually? Like, what would people expect if they walked through the door or called about, you know, coming in?
We have a couple different options. We do private one-on-one training. So you would work directly with my husband with a health and fitness goal. We also provide virtual virtual or remote sessions, we do use those two words interchangeably. Some is easier to understand than the other. Obviously, the virtual or remote sessions is going to be something where via Zoom, via FaceTime, whatever works easiest for the client, that their fitness session can be conducted that way. So no matter where they are, if they do want to get a personal training session, and we can definitely provide that for them as well. We also have Zumba class for our group class option, which has been a really big hit with a lot of the individuals. So they come in, it's a really fun, fast-paced class. Everyone dances at their own skill level with, of course, some guidance, some music choices, some lighting. So it's a lot of fun. And it's a great way for, for individuals to you know, incorporate some fitness into their routine.
Yeah, Zumba has taken off. I remember when it was brand new, and it really, it's stuck. A lot of things, you know, go out of favor, but not Zumba. That's great. I love that you offer virtual remote sessions. You know, obviously through the pandemic, that became just sort of where you had to do everything. But I think what it also shed light on is that for some people, it really is the most comfortable, confidence inspiring way to do things. And, you know, everybody's different. Some people won't go to anything unless there's 20 other people in that room. I, for one, have a really hard time with rooms with those big mirrors where you're just looking at yourself, because I'd rather, I just, you know, for me, that's my own personal preference. I can't do that. I know other people love it. Some people want that busyness of a gym setting. Some people need that personal interaction. So it sounds like you're covering all bases by having those, that, you know, class and the virtual and the in-person training sessions. Joe Milson, do you have a favorite thing to do?
I like doing everything because all my clients are different and all the workouts are different. So the atmosphere always changes. We have the lights where I can change the color of the lights. I can dim the lights. Nice. Obviously, we have sensory friendly people who come in. So being able to control the lights, control the music. We play. My favorite thing is when clients come in and I'm listening to different songs. I'm listening to the Wiggles at times. I'm listening to Thomas the Train. So everybody's taste, and you get to see how everybody is different. And the fact that we cater not only to adults, but we have clients that are 8, 9, and then we have some clients that are in their 60s. So it's a different ball game for everybody.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what your age range was, so you just covered that. I love that you customize the music, and also that you seem very open to something that might honestly make some other people feel uncomfortable. There is, especially among, I think among the neurodivergent population, but I don't really know if that's true. Music gets people going in different ways. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I know that like there's some people who would probably absolutely love to work out to maybe a, you know, like a Disney soundtrack or possibly Broadway show soundtrack, as opposed to what, a lot of the sort of traditional stuff you'd think of is that like sort of high paced, almost club music that gets that rhythm going. But I think music is so hugely connected to just how 100%. Motivated we're going to feel to do something. So it really should just be music that puts you in a good mood, that makes you feel happy, because then those endorphins are already getting released and you're getting warmed up. So I love that you are open to that and obviously have that available. How can people get more information about coming in for a class or checking out your program?
You can send us an email. You can go on our website at www.stchristopherfitness.com, or you could give us a call or text message at 518-553-0099.
All right. So I think the easiest thing for people when they're listening is probably the website. So we'll say it's St. Christopher Fitness, and it's Christopher without an S, right? St. Christopher Fitness.
Correct.
.com. And that's a way to get in touch with you guys for more information. And so we have a few minutes. Can either of you think of somebody that you met maybe early on, or maybe somebody who transitioned from when you were coming to them to then started to come into your bricks and mortar location, who you feel either was a huge inspiration to you to keep going, or maybe that you've seen tremendous growth in? Again, no names for confidentiality reasons, but is there some story that just comes to mind that just always puts a smile on your face?
I think there's a few. There's a lot. One of my favorites is one of our clients came in like a lineman, basically 6'4", 340. He's dropped over 125 pounds.
Wow.
Another one was more of a wheelchair bound individual, heavy assist. Mm-hmm. We're talking about gait belt. And after a couple months of working with us and working on his walking, he was able to walk little to no assist, just holding on to my fingers. So wow. Everybody is different because a fitness goal is different for everybody. But yeah. Seeing everybody hit their goal is what gives it like that enthusiasm to go in and keep going, because everybody is different. And that changes your mentality when you come from a fitness world where it's just typical individuals and it's certain ways that you need to look to be
yes.
a fitness influencer. But being in this space, you see that fitness is different for everybody, even if it's facilitating life. And that's why we work out, to make everything that we do for daily living easier. So every client is a great story for us, because everyone
I love
is
that
different.
And way to like sneak in some words of wisdom about the reasons to look at fitness goals and to try to reach yours, is that, you know, you're right. There's a lot out there that's about a certain look and a certain size and a certain body type. But when you really think about it from the perspective of individual goals, it's a game changer. If you can get your mind there, if you can get your head there, it's a game changer. And that's awesome. That I would think that the environment you guys create must feel really safe and welcoming, just if that's the way you're approaching everything. Quick question about the little kids. So you said you have some kids who are about 8 or 9 years old. When those folks come in, are you able to also incorporate their caregivers? Maybe it's a mom or a dad, maybe it's an older sibling. Do they sometimes come and do the workouts with you, or at least get a chance to observe and so that they can maybe replicate at home?
100%. We have a little seating area in the back of our current location where caregivers, parents are more than welcome to sit for their session and watch their loved one work with us, or my husband mainly. And we always invite any and all of caregivers and parents to engage in the fitness class, whether it's in our Zumba group class or it's with the one-on-one sessions. We always mm-hmm. want to create an environment for the individual to feel comfortable. And if having their parent or their caregiver engage to get the most out of their fitness session, we definitely love to incorporate that. We also love to incorporate friends as well. If they want to bring a friend and their friend wants to work out with them as well, we can definitely work something out where they can have their partner fitness session. So we're always trying to cater to each and every situation individually. Mm-hmm. We never want to cookie cutter, if you will, any kind of fitness program, because not one program works for every single person. Everyone's going to have those different goals, those different likes, those dislikes, maybe some challenges that others don't.
I love that. I think I was just talking the other day to a young woman who runs a soccer program, kind of on the other end of the Hudson Valley from you guys. She's working out of Fishkill. But she runs a soccer program, and she said something very similar about the fact that the kids are encouraged to have their siblings join them on the field and or a friend. And this, I've been working at Anderson for 17 years. I feel like I'm hearing more and more of this, and I love it. I'm so happy about it, because I think it means that we're starting to break down those, certainly the myth that people with autism do not want friends or have friends, nonsense. Also, the idea that it's okay and it's a good thing to integrate and to mix it up and to have somebody like who's also working out and getting fit and getting that experience alongside their friend and getting a different perspective on the capabilities, the abilities of their friend, whom they may often see in a light of being less capable. So I think that you may be even having more of an impact than you even realize yet. But I'm really excited to have had the chance to meet you. And I really wish you all the best for continued success with St. Christopher Fitness. I think what you're doing is great. So keep it up, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is 1 in 36, the weekly talk show on topics related to autism spectrum disorder. I'm your host, Eliza Bozensky. And remember, Anderson cares.
You've been listening to 1 in 36, a weekly presentation from Anderson Center for Autism, celebrating their centennial in 2024. Join them for another edition of the show next weekend.